Thank you and good morning. State Park Rangers, with assistance from Humboldt County, State Fish and Wildlife, CAL FIRE, the CHP, the California National Guard, and members of a private security firm, served search warrants at a 20-acre site in Humboldt Redwood State Park near Bull Creek on Monday. Rangers pulled up some 2,000 marijuana seedlings and collected more than 40 yards of trash, pesticides, rodenticides, hoses, and other materials used at the grow. Three armed men were seen fleeing the site when law enforcement arrived, and they remain at large. The growers had illegally cleared some 20 acres of forest property and were drawing water directly from Bull Creek for irrigation. The costs of the cleanup were paid in part by Measure Z funding from County Public Works. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a home invasion and shots fired at a residence in the 1100 block of Sawdust Trail in Fieldbrook in the early morning hours yesterday. It was just after 3 o'clock when deputies were called to the scene and contacted the residents, a man and a woman. The man said that a burglar had entered the house and that he exchanged shots with the suspect, who fled the scene after the shots had been fired. There were no injuries reported, and the victims were unsure if any items had been stolen. A search of the immediate area failed to locate the suspect, and the incident remains under investigation. Humboldt Bay fire crews responded to a report of smoke coming from the second floor of the Ritz building at the corner of 3rd and F Streets in Eureka at around 4 a.m. yesterday. Arriving units found heavy smoke on the second floor, and the fire was located on the exterior of the building at the light fixture above the entrance to the Ritz Bar. The upstairs tenants were evacuated as firefighters extinguished the blaze and ventilated the building. All tenants were allowed back in by 6 o'clock, and there were no injuries reported. The fire was caused by an electrical short, and damage was estimated at about $6,000. It was just before 10 o'clock on Tuesday night in Fields Landing when the sheriff's office received a call that there was a man standing in the street on Harrison Avenue and that he may have shot a second man. When deputies reached the scene, they contacted several people in the immediate area and recovered a firearm from a nearby house, the gun allegedly used in the shooting. No one was actually injured during the incident, and deputies ended up arresting 36-year-old Stephen Simpson, who was booked on firearms charges as well as for an outstanding warrant for assault with a deadly weapon. The city of Eureka just spent a lot of man hours and money to clear out the encampments in the Palco Marsh area ahead of planned trail construction. And on Saturday, the public is invited to a community event that will feature a tour of the area where the trail will be constructed. On Saturday morning at 11:15, the City Parks and Recreation Department will conduct a tour of the property from Truesdale Street to Del Norte, where Phase A of the Eureka Waterfront Trail will be built. The event will also include a cleanup of the area, followed by a barbecue. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt County voters will get the chance to vote on whether or not to consolidate two county departments after the Board of Supervisors approved a ballot measure this week. Voters will be asked whether or not to combine the offices of the Auditor-Assessor and the Treasurer-Tax Collector into one Department of Finance. Supervisor Mark Lovelace explained on Talk Shop yesterday that the state constitution allows for the move.
The counties are a subdivision of the state, and that's why the state constitution rules in this matter and just kind of says, when each county's set up, here's the format, the structure for the county. They can have a county charter that can modify that structure. One of the things that we can vary is we can consolidate certain offices together, but it has to be with the approval of the voters.
The supervisors looked at several factors before approving the measure, including looming retirements, funding issues, and efficiency. Voters will also decide whether or not the new finance director position will be made by appointment or by election.
Looking at succession planning in a way that it might provide for an opportunity to merge these offices together. What we're exploring at this point is the idea of consolidating them along with taking the revenue recovery functions that are currently in the CAO's office, parking them into this new department to have an overall finance department.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Supervisor Mark Lovelace by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.